We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. Usually, we have this Hari Kedem Shir the Sunday or 2 or 3 weeks before the upcoming holiday. But as Chatayani Maskir Hayom, I did a bad job scheduling. And since I won't be at Young Israel of Plainview this Sunday, the Sunday before Shavuos, I thought that I would record a short shiur where we'll go through one piece in the Hari Kedem, and we'll learn a little bit together. I understand that some people come live to the Chabura and they enjoy that and want to ask questions, so you're invited to reach out to me, MitchellMKurtz@gmail.com, with any questions. And I understand that we have a few people that like to download and follow us virtually on YU Torah, so this shouldn't be any different than usual. Except that since there won't be any questions, and I'm going to be doing a shorter piece, hopefully this won't go the full length of 45 minutes. But I'm sure you could figure that out by looking actually at YU Torah before you download this, and it should tell you. Anyway, we're not going to be talking about Shavuos per se. However, we're going to be talking about Matan Torah, and specifically the conversion of the Jewish people at Matan Torah, which, of course, it is very much related to Shavuos, because it's the holiday. One of the main themes is the Jews receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while the focus many times is on many shiurim you'll hear about is about receiving the Torah, Kavli Mahar Kegigis, where we force to receive the Torah, the beauty of learning Torah, Torah Lishma, all wonderful topics. Rav Salavitch has a few pieces in Hari Kedem. On, well, not Rav Salavitch, of course. We know it's not authored by him, but it's from his Shiurim. So Rav Salavitch has a few pieces in Hari Kedem about the conversion that took place. So many times when I was a kid growing up, and I'm sure a lot of people, even outside of their childhood context, they refer to the Israelites as the Jewish people. So Avram's kids are the Jewish people, they're the Jews. The Jews were in Egypt. The Jews went to Har Sinai. They went to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah. Truth be told, though, based on the approach we're going to be going with here, the Jewish people were not the Jewish people yet until Matan Torah. Instead, they were the Israelites. That's probably a good term. They were the Bnei Yisrael. But they weren't yet Jewish. They didn't yet have the full status of being considered a Jewish nation and having all of the mitzvot incumbent upon them. What changed that was when they got to Har Sinai. And there is a really remarkable question of the Maharal. The Maharal appears later on page Resh Samach Gimel. It's not at the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf Hei that we're doing, which starts on page Resh Samach Beis. However, I think it's good to lead off with this question. He writes as follows: Masha Tamua b'Gemara b'Shabbes. There's a pasuk Vayishma Moshe Esa'am Bochel Mishpechosav. The pasuk says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the nation crying about their families. Al Iske Mishpechosav. So it was on the matters pertaining to familyhood. What's that? Ubarashi Sham. So Rashi writes over there. Shenesar lahem krovos, dahainu shabachu al shehutzerhu lifrosha acher matan Torah me'arayu shebineam. Because until now, before Torah was given, people were able to marry each other as they pleased. There weren't all the sexual prohibitions that come up in the Torah until the Jewish people accepted it. So they started crying. They said, "Oh no! Now that there's these restrictions on incest, restrictions on other forms of what we now call sexual immorality that the Torah prohibits. Until Matan Torah, they were free to do as they pleased." So they were crying about these new restrictions. But Tema Maharal Begur Aryeh. The Maharal has a question on it. So the Maharal wrote the Gur Aryeh. It's basically a super commentary on Rashi. So Rashi will say something, then the Maharal in his Gur Aryeh will find the line in Rashi that he wants to comment on, and then he might ask a question as he's about to do. He says, we know that there is a major principle in Jewish conversion that a person is like a ger sheniskayer kekatan shenolad adami, a convert. Once he converts, he is like a child that has just been born on that day. Of course, I think Christians use a similar kind of lashon when they say born again. So there, I guess someone could go look at the history and figure out if there's a connection there. So v'imkein, so he has a remarkable question. If the Jewish people became converted at Matan Torah when they received the Torah at Har Sinai, then what's the issue? When a ger, when a convert converts to Judaism, because they're like it was like they were just born on that day, they lose their familial connection to their previous family. They're no longer considered for halachic purposes related to their father, related to their mother, their brother and sister. They could still love them. They could still have everything to do with them. But for halachic purposes, let's say when it comes up in avelos and mourning, when it comes into the rules of inheritance, the ger, the convert, is no longer considered related to his family. So the Maharal asks, why were they lamenting? Why are the Jewish people, now becoming the Jewish people, lamenting that they had all these prohibitions of relations, sexual relations with their families? There's nothing to cry about. They're not considered related anymore. They just became gerim. So if we believe that a real bona fide conversion took place at Har Sinai, then they should not be worried, because if anything, they're not considered family now. Each person now is a new unit, starting a new family, because now he's become a Jew. So that's the question of the Maharal. So that's the beginning, and now we're going to go through a few ideas that could hopefully give us an answer. There's a Rambam in the Hilchos Isuri Bia that lays out for us, of course, based on the Gemara, as most Rambams are. There are three things that a person, that the Jewish people, and then a convert in general afterwards, use to enter the covenant of Israel. Bemila, circumcision for males, utvila ukarban, and going to the mikvah, immersing oneself in the mikvah, in front of a beis din, in front of three men, and also bringing a karban, bringing a sacrifice. There is a bit of a hullabaloo, whatever you call it, amongst the Rishonim. So then how can we do conversions nowadays if we don't have karbanos anymore? So are the karbanos me'akev? Do the karbanos keep us from performing the conversions? As you can imagine, since RCA and many, pretty much everyone does conversions today, except for maybe the Syrian community, but basically everyone does conversions today. So we say when it's not a time to the Beis HaMikdash and you don't have the ability to bring a karban, it's okay, you still convert. But there are these three things. There's mila, tefillah, and karban. That's how one becomes a convert, and that's how the Jewish people became a converts at Har Sinai. The Rambam says that they vayalu olos al yedei kol Yisrael hikrivum. The Rambam says that they brought olos, they brought karbanos, on behalf for all of the Jewish people who are present there. And he likened, Rav Soloveitchik brings up another example where we see this, which is the Seir HaMishtaleach, which is the goat that gets kicked off the mountain and is thrown to Azazel on Yom Kippur. That also, there's a concept of a carbon sibor, that certain sacrifices are brought on behalf of the entire nation. So if that is true, if the karbanos that were brought at Har Sinai for the conversion were not individual karbanos, they weren't individual sacrifices, but they were brought on behalf of the entire nation, then there's something that we can extract from here. There's something unique here. That means karbon sibor akol Yisrael. These karbanos were a karbon sibor. Okay, great. L'may nafkamina. What's the big deal if these were, if we call them a carbon sibor or a carbon yachid, if everyone brought their own separate carbonos? Why is it special that we brought carbonos on behalf of all the Jewish people? Because this is important. Imha carbon hu carbon sibor. If the sacrifice is on behalf of all the people, then what's the purpose of the carbonos? It's the accomplished conversion. That means gam ha gerus he gerus shel sibor. That means the conversion that took place was a conversion of all the people as a communal unit. V'nir od, degam hakabas mitzvos chol maisa hageirus, lo hayageirus nifres kol echa ve'echa miyisrael. That means every action that took place, the accepting of the mitzvos, the whole action of conversion, they weren't separate mini-conversions for each individual. Ela niskayru kulam bevas achas v'havi chalois geirus shel tzibor. Rather, they all converted at the same exact time, and it has the status of one big conversion. It's not that everyone had their own individual conversions. It was one grand conversion that took place. And this fits very well with Chazal, when after the Jewish people said, they said, Nasim Nishma, we're accepting and listening to the Torah. So the Chazal say that was Ke'ishachad, Belevachad, everybody was together in unity, it was beautiful. It's not just a nice song, it's not just a good drusha statement that, oh, everyone got together, it was very beautiful, Shalom al Yisrael. No, it means that they converted together also. As if it was one person converting. They all converted in one shot under one, they all went through the same portal of Geirus. And it was Havi Maisa Kabbalah's all mitzvah shel Geirus b'vas achas, v'ahoya b'zeh chalos Geirus akol hatzibor ke'echad. This was a mass conversion, not mass conversions that took place. It's with this understanding, this background, that we can now answer the question of the Maharal. The Maharal's question was, how is it possible that the Jewish people became prohibited to each other? How was there a prohibition on incest of a brother and sister having intercourse with one another? How is that prohibited? If they all converted, they're no longer related to each other. So how could there be incest if there's no brother or sister relationship once they convert? So the answer is, or Salvagic says, Fima Shinemar Yeshlomar. Based on what we said, we can provide an answer. Tagir Shiniskayr Kikatan Shinola Dami. Hayudavka Bishiniskayr Levado. This principle of a ger converting, it's like he's reborn on that day and he loses all familial connections. That's when he converts on his own. Why? Dvizai Diha Gerusu Kikatan Shinolad. Ubataha Kurva Lechom Mishpachto. And let's say a ger converts, a convert, he comes to Judaism, and then right afterwards his family also converts. Still, kvar bataha kurva beinehem, mikocha klal shel ger sheniskar kekatan shenolad dami, kiven de'ein kan ela gerus shel yechidim. Because even if they all, let's say in theory, they all timed their gerus to take place at the same time. They all jumped in the mikvah at the same time. They all did kabbalas and mitzvahs at the same time. They all brought their karbanos at the same time, etc., etc., etc. It wouldn't matter because if you think about like gerus is like a portal or doorway, they're all going through separate doorways. So they lose connection to one another. It's not about the timing. It's about the way they're entering into Judaism. So if all of them are going through separate doorways to get in, they lose their familial connection. It disconnects once they enter through the door. But over here, in this case of Har Sinai, the conversion that took place there, Al-Gir Shalmatan Torah, Asher Kamo Shenemar Hi Chetza Shal Geirus Achas Akol Hatzibor Ke'echad. It wasn't that they all went through separate doorways to convert. They all went through one big doorway and they all got converted at the same time. You can't say that now that they lost their family connection. Because their brother, their sister, their mother, their father, their uncles, their cousins, their dog, well, not the dog, but they all converted together in one shot. And not just at the same time. It was the same chalos. It was the same action. I'm trying to think of the right word for it here, but the same effect took place on all of them, not separate effects. And it was one chefza of geirus. And therefore they maintain their familial connections. And now the Jewish people had, this is like a very uninspirational understanding. So now we figured out why the Jewish people had a good reason to cry. Because now they could cry because now they're related. They're still related to each other. They're very upset. They're related to each other. And now there's sexual prohibitions because of that. Oh, well. But, usually you say, oh, we answer a question. And now here's an inspirational thought. Well, the inspirational thought is that now they have Yisurim to keep. And you know what? That's a good thing also, because that's what God wants. So we answered the Maharal's question by saying that there's no issue of Gershon Yitzchak Kadoshim no Adami because it was a mass conversion. They all went through the same doorway. Beautiful. This could also answer another question that's brought up by the Ritva and Ksubos. There's a question he brings up is De'echola hageiros v'matan Torah ayisomim kitanim. There's a question of how is it possible that yisomim kitanim, these poor children who lost their parents and their kids, so they don't have enough das, they don't have enough mental capacity to make a decision to become a ger. So d'halav nei deya ninhu, they don't have das on their own, and they don't have parents that can make that decision for them. So how is it possible that the children who lost their parents, who were yisomim, they're orphans, in the times of Matan Torah, how is it that they were able to convert? Was it possible that a few people were left behind? That if, I don't know, there was an act of no child left behind. So the question is, if we adhere to this at Matan Torah, did we get all the kids? Did all the kids without parents become Jewish? So Rasalevichik answers, Afima Shnemar Tavi Ger Shel Tzibor. Based on this approach, that the conversion that took place at Har Sinai was one big communal conversion, was one Chetzah Shel Gerus, in Cain, Chola HaGeirus Akol HaTzibor Ke'echad. And since there was one big Geirus took place on everybody, the Ein Sarech Dasha Kol Ech Ve'echad, it doesn't require specific Das, specific understanding from each individual. V'sagi v'ikr das kol ha-tzibor. So these children become subsumed within the larger tzibor. So the question is, how can children convert? They don't have das to convert. So the answer is we don't need their das in this instance because they're not doing their own individual conversion. If they did that, we'd have an issue. But since the tzibor is converting and they are a subpopulation within a larger community, a larger tzibor, once the tzibor converts, they convert along with the tzibor as well. So that is all based, so we answered two questions based on this approach, that the conversion that took place at Har Sinai was not multiple single conversions, but rather one big chefza, one big action of conversion that was on everyone. It explains how the Jewish people did not lose their familial connections. And B, it answers how children, how orphans were included in that conversion as well. Now, of course, there's a lot to talk about in terms of conversion, Bizman Hazeh, and of course, that's also a wonderful controversy. However, that's not the interest of this year. Instead, I'm just trying to provide some interesting lumdas to hopefully help us enjoy our holiday. And so I wish you all a wonderful Shavuos. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me.